With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Immune cells are essential to the maintenance and repair in our bodies. However, an overactive immune system can lead to diseases such as arthritis, chronically inflamed wounds, and atherosclerosis. Therefore, it is imperative to understand and carefully control our immune system's activity. Our innate or non-specific immune system acts as our body's first line of defense. These cells quickly reach a cut or an infection, form a barrier, remove foreign material, and then activate our more sophisticated adaptive immune system. Until now, these non-specific immune cells were believed to have no memory and to act in some generic way. But new research from the University of Bristol shows that different experiences can dramatically change the function of these immune cells. I'm Fanny Yoon, and I spoke with Dr. Helen Weavers to learn more about her work.
Macrophages are a special type of immune cell. Their name actually means big eater, which actually perfectly describes their function. So one of the main things macrophages do in our bodies is they eat things. So they clear up dying cells. They also clear up any bugs like bacteria that might have infected us. And they're also quite good at attacking any potential harmful cells that may lead to cancer.
But before you, they didn't really think that macrophages had any type of memory or any type of adaptive ability.
Yes, so the innate immune cells, such as macrophages, were thought to be very nonspecific and just really there as a first line of defence against attack. But more recently, it's been found that these cells, macrophages, can actually develop some memory of their experiences.
So tell us a little bit about your study and what you found.
So we've shown that the immune cells called macrophages must eat a dying dead cell in order to respond to a cut or an infection. And so we think that the act of actually eating this dying cell actually changes the function or the mood of the immune cell. So you can imagine that in order to perform different functions in the body, immune cells need to be equipped with different sets of skills or be in a different mood, if you like. And so in our study, we found that eating a dying cell is important to give the immune cell the right set of skills in order to respond if you have a cut or you become infected.
So does eating a different dying cell lead to different abilities?
Yes, so at the moment we've just considered eating one particular type of dying cell, but now what we're interested in is to see whether other types of cell death also triggers memory within these immune cells to train them for future behaviour.
And you were able to get some videos?
Yes, so actually the beauty of the fly, which is a system that we've been using for our work, apart from being really easy and cheap to grow in the lab, is that we can actually watch the behaviour of the immune cells in the fly in real time. So we can actually see the immune cell moving around inside the fly and encountering different situations, whether that's a dead cell, whether it's a cut, or whether it's a bug that's invaded the fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, at first glance, it seems rather strange to use a fly embryo as our model, but you say it's actually really applicable to humans.
Definitely. For many years, biomedical research has used flies for helping to actually understand more about human disease. And in fact, 75% of known human disease-causing genes have direct equivalents in the fly. And so you can, in fact, consider flies really to be a simple version of ourselves.
What do you think was the most important part of your result?
This new concept that different experiences can dramatically change the function or mood of the immune cell does have important implications for human health and disease. So understanding how one signal, in our case the dead cell, can influence the ability of the immune cell to respond to a subsequent signal, in our case a cut or an infection, is a major step forwards because it helps us find new medicines that could help us control the immune response in patients that are suffering from inflammatory disorders.